What's going on, guys? Welcome to River City 93. This is your host, Elliot Barr.
And Shanir Duran.
If you can tell by my voice, I'm tired.
Same here.
The business isn't feeling well, so I've been only on doctor duty for the past 3 days.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, we lost leg to it, Henry Darby. And yeah. It's not even, like, a loss, like, you know how you lose a game? But you're like, yo, there was so much in it. Like, if one opportunity goes, like, it changed the whole...
Yeah. No, this game was... So far this season, this was one of the kicker's best performances.
This is what... This was our best game that we played for 90 minutes this whole year.
That's what makes it so frustrating, that we just... We did well. We played well from... front to back. We were dominating. The defense was solid. We had chances. It was literally the final product, the finishing, that we were struggling with.
Yeah. So, we started the game off, for those who didn't know, like, Akwe was suspended, Boda was suspended because of yellow card accumulation. They'll be back for the South Georgia game, but Bulo's whole tactic changed. He went back to the 4-2-3-1, which at the time, like, we all know the 4-2-3-1 becomes his kicker team. Like, we went on our worst losing streak.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right, this doesn't look good. But there were chances in this game. Like,
yeah.
Gallardo had an excellent chance early on.
It looked more like a 4-3-3, though. I mean, because Mwape and Hughes were so high up.
Yeah.
Getting involved with D-Jax and Joey G. Like, it basically was a front three with Gallardo sitting behind.
Yeah. And, I mean, now granted... How can I put it like this? In the Toronto game last week, kickers allowed Toronto to have possession. So we were kind of boxed into our own half. The only way we got out was a lucky clearance, a breakaway, something like that. In this game, even though Ford had bulk of the possession, it wasn't like we got pinned in. It wasn't like we were like holding off a dare life, even though there were shots that were like that.
Yeah, it
wasn't like, you know, how you just have that possession where it's just like, yo, I can't get a foot to anyone. It's like you're chasing shadows. It was never that moment.
No.
It was almost as if
it was
like,
always.
Yeah, like, Ford had their opportunity. We had our chances. Like,
when you say they had the bulk of possession, I mean, it was by 5%. It wasn't really that much difference in the possession.
No, it wasn't.
It was fairly even. They had more shots, but.
I mean,
they were just wild shots.
Yeah.
They didn't really have any dangerous... I mean, they had a few dangerous chances. And by the way, Akira had a heck of a game.
Yeah, yeah. Akira had, what, 3 saves? And even if the goal he gave up, if that shot is anywhere in the vicinity of Akira where he's not, like, falling backwards, Akira 9 times out of 10 saves that.
Yeah.
You know? Now, even the goal that we gave up, it was a result of, like, last ditch. Ford is throwing literally the kitchen sink. Like, the left back is playing a secondary striker.
Yeah.
Because if Ford doesn't win this game, I think they say, what, 7th?
Yeah. They would have dropped. They would have literally plummeted all the way down to 7th.
Yeah, they would have fell to 7th. So, Ford had to win this game to stay in the playoff race. You don't win this game at home. It's pretty much like that domino effect of everything else could go wrong. And the kickers, I hate to say it, we're playing with house money.
Yeah.
You know? And it wasn't even when the final whistle blew, I was kind of just like, just sitting there to myself like, man. Like, I can't be mad at the team because they went in there and did everything. Like,
yeah.
They busted their ass to get out there and, you know, try to score the goal.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were getting dominated by possession. It was like, we're just sitting here bunkering. Now, I did see some people on Twitter say, you know, Richmond got out of that bunker and went expansive, which is true. We did be a little bit more expansive than try.
Yeah.
But I think Bulo was kind of just like, yo, we're playing with house money at this point. Like, if we walk out of here with a draw, I'll be all right, fine and dandy. If you walk out of here with a win, that's even better. I'd rather have a coach that's like, that had the gunslinger mentality and be like, look, let's go out here and try to get a win. They just be like, no, let's sit back, you know.
Let's play cautious.
Yeah. And it,
let's park the bus.
In hindsight, it's 2020. If, you know, you ask Melo now, maybe he would have played a little more cautious, like he did against Toronto. You know, well, you get what I'm saying? Like,
in hindsight,
you'll never know.
But I don't. I to be honest with you, I don't think so. Because you got to think in hindsight that everything did work except the finishing.
Yeah, it did.
Everything did work. So imagine if they had decided to bunker, you're inviting more pressure.
Yeah.
And you're inviting Ford Madison, who's at home with some crazy fans, crazy rowdy fans.
Oh, yeah.
Backing them up, playing the 12th man, and you're going to bunker and try and weather the storm?
Yeah.
I don't think that would be a good idea. I think against Ford Madison, they did the right thing in taking the game to them. Because we already beat you here, so let's do it again, rather than let's sit back and do
damage control. There was disallowed goals on both sides. Exactly. So there was goals in the game that just got disallowed. Like,
yeah.
I swear, at halftime, when we scored, I was like, oh, snap, we scored. We scored in the 45th minute, and then they called us. I wish there was, like, a way we can see if he was really offsides or not.
Yeah.
Because it didn't look like it, but there's no way to see it. Not that angle.
Yeah, we need better cameras. League One, let's go. Work on it. More camera angles.
Yeah, that is very true. Once again, man, shout out to Josh Hughes. He had an excellent game.
He did.
He had a 79% pass accuracy, 31% passes on target. He actually took a shot on goal this game, which, if you know Josh Hughes, he ain't really doing on it. But he had he won 3 of his aerial duels, 4 interceptions, 5 recoveries. He was a big part of the midfield for us.
Yeah, he really dominated that left side. He took charge.
Yeah.
Gallardo had, as usual, just moments of brilliance. Moments where there was one chance, I think it was Maxi who fed the ball up to him, and he just goes on a run, and a defender like literally tries to dive at him just face plants. Oh, yeah. And Gallardo just takes off like nothing happened. I was like,
I know Gallardo gonna get frustrated, man, because it's like, yo, when am I gonna break my duck?
Exactly,
Man, you talking about Gallardo. I swear.
He's doing everything right, though.
He is.
He's doing everything right. And that's the frustrating thing. It's like, that's why that time when he had that PK that Josh Hughes scored the rebound off of, I was like, thank you, Josh Hughes, for scoring it. But that could have been the end of the drought for Joey
D. Yeah, man.
Like, but it's just frustrating. But that's how it is.
He had two shots on target. Like, he had, 57% pass accuracy, 3 long balls. He was accurate on one of them. One key pass, like, dribbled 5 times successful on 4 of his dribbles. He won, like, even though Joey G is a short player, he won 2 of his aerial duels out of 3.
That's hunger.
Yeah, you can say it. Like, he went out there balling. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I got to tip my hat to Bulo because, you know, I think the 4-2-3-1 has been his Achilles heel. Like, I think it's just the one formation he hasn't been able to figure out yet to get the wins.
Yeah.
You know.
But in this game, they did
everything right.
They did everything right. With regards to the formation, everything was done right.
Yeah. Outside of finishing, man, it was, you can tell, like, you can tell watching the game. And I've talked to, like, fans in Madison, because I owe Kyle a bottle of Hennessy and I got to ship to him on Friday.
So where's the bottle they were supposed to ship to us?
It's here in the house.
May as well just ship
them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, be smart. I'm not buying another bottle of Hennessy. Hennessy is expensive in this world. But even talking to them, they were just like, yo, they were saying, like, they were nervous because it was just like, yo, like Richmond's in our head.
Yeah.
Because if you go look at every foreign badge and shot, he either hit the post, hit a carry right in the chest, deflected off of a player, mm-hmm. hit over the crossbar. Like, it just looked like one of them things where Ford could have been on the field with themselves and he wouldn't have scored.
Yeah.
Like, that's how that game was going. And you could tell Richmond Conference was just like, all right, we got this.
We're getting close. But
just... And then they break through in the 74th moment.
And from then on, you know they're going to be like, all right, let's protect this. Let's just drop back a bit, not take any risks. And that made it even harder for us.
It did. I mean, I just felt like there was just so much promise in this game, man. Like, that's why I say on Twitter, I'm not disappointed. I'm just hurt because it's like, it kind of effectively, I hate to say it, it kind of kills our playoff chances.
Yeah, it does.
You know, we needed 15 points. I feel like to have a legitimate shot at playoffs. Right now we sit on 10 points. You know, the maximum points we could get right now at the end of the month, our last game being against South Georgia Tormenta is 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then the maximum number of points, if we were to win out for the rest of the year, is 24. Is that enough to get into the playoffs? Who knows?
Who knows? It depends on what the other teams do. And right now, Greenville, they
look good. But then there's a lot of good.
Chattanooga are not doing too bad. They're coasting pretty well. You look at all of those teams, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting game.
Of course, Lansing is now...
What? Top of the table?
Top of the table.
And I'm not going to lie, like, that Lansing team, they are in rare form right now.
They are. Like,
they are in rare form.
Like, I mean, that's four wins in a row. All four wins scoring more than one goal.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at it. I mean, when you look at this league, we said this at the beginning of the season, that literally this league can go anyway. Because at the beginning, it looked like Lansing, like they only won the games against us, and all the other games they were tanking at. Like, they just completely sinking every other game, but now look at them, they're top of the league. And North, you know, Texas started off, looked like no one was ever going to catch them. Now they're in second.
And there's a real possibility that, you know, North Texas doesn't get it together quick, like how they had it in the middle part of the year, they can fall out of the playoffs.
They can.
Like, that's how crazy this is.
They can. So Chattanooga is just outside the playoff spot. They're only 6 points off of North Texas. That's two wins.
Yeah.
Two wins off of North Texas. And there's, how many do they have left? They have 8 games left?
I think, yeah, no.
7 games?
Yeah, seven.
Seven games left?
We have the most number of games left. We have 8. 4 home, 4 in a row. 2 of our last home games against 2 teams, Toronto and Orlando. So.
All right, well, Orlando and Toronto.
As you can tell, we're all tired.
Like, yeah. Yeah, and Orlando and Toronto, those are the two games that I feel we have to get maximum points out of.
Oh, yeah.
We have to get maximum points out of those ones. And we also need to look at, I mean, we just need to go for points because our goal differential, it doesn't look good at all. Okay. Our goal differential. So if we're close with anybody, we can't rely on that.
Yeah.
So
real quick. One of our substitutes was a new signing this week.
Yeah,
I think it's hit it on a Friday.
Yeah, I think they announced. Yeah, they had
the eyes on. I was like, oh, wait, we signed somebody. So we signed Ryler. I'm messing up his name already. Riley Kraft. He was part of the U.S. youth national team setup. So there's some confusion out there when people saw that he was part of Orlando City B. He's not part of the current Orlando City. He was part of the 2017 squad.
That was OCC. Cooking everybody.
That finished 9th in the table. I think they finished like 2 points outside of the playoffs. But on that team was Joey Gallardo and Scott Thompson. Scott, we forgive you for going to Orlando City B. We understand. It's okay. You came back home. But even when I saw out there, so even though it said it was a midfielder, you never really know what you're going to get out of a kind of player like that. But what I gotta say, for the 10 minutes I saw him out there, it looked impressive. But you could tell, like, he hasn't played a game in a long time. Like,
yeah,
even I think last year he was with Oklahoma City Energy. They didn't play a game. I don't know the reason why behind that. It could be a multitude of reasons. It could be injury. It could be just, you know, it didn't work out. But came here to Richmond, played 10 minutes. Looked good on the ball, looked expensive. He looked like he's a creative type. So that helps us out a lot. So it'd be interesting to see what he has to offer once he gets up the game speed.
Yeah. I mean,
by the way, Shanair is watching game highlights right now.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do your homework on the boy. I mean, what you see of somebody in the last, like, what, 10 minutes of a crazy game like that, after not playing for a while, is not really telling me much. From what it looks like he would be a different side to a number 10 that Joey G is. So Joey G is one of those players that you just give him the ball and let him work his magic.
Yeah.
While Riley looks more like the player who says, let me give you the ball and let me do the magic of finding the space. Okay. And so, I mean, so that gives you two aspects. So that's a good thing. I'm glad that they went and didn't get a like for like with Joey G, because at the end of the day, it's like, Joey G's Joey G. Okay, you have him on the pitch. His style of play isn't working. You're not going to just take him off and put on someone who's doing the exact same thing. You put on someone who's going to bring you something different. So,
and there's also that level of chemistry between, you know, Joey G, Kraft, Thompson, even though, you know, they were part of that squad in 2017, there's still that level of, like, basic understanding of, like, I know where you're floating into in this space. I know where you're going to.
I remember what you used to do when we were playing together,
You know, I'm just glad to kicker signed somebody. I was kind of, we were getting close to, like, the end of the transfer window. We were just like, all right, guess we're not signing anyone. Like, we had the player camps, but we didn't hear anything from that, so.
Yeah.
It's good to see.
Yeah, so they didn't sign anyone from the tryouts that we had, the midseason tryouts?
I mean, I'm assuming Kraft came from the tryouts.
Okay.
I'm assuming so. You know, I don't think we're paying any huge transfer fees for anyone.
No.
Yeah. We don't have Manchester City money.
No, sorry.
But if we did,
I don't think we'd be in USL League One if we did. I would really hope that we wouldn't be in the MLS either, though, because.
What, if we had Manchester City money?
If we had Manchester City money,
where would we be playing at?
I wouldn't mind staying in the USL until the USL grows, because the USL is the only a league where the teams are independent.
That is true.
The MLS, you're part of the MLS
or
franchise.
Or you could go to the NISA and turn folks. All right, we get on topic. Let me stop throwing shots at people. So our next game is against South Georgia Tormenta.
Yes. Earlier on in the season, I would have been like, oh boy. But right now, they're not doing too good.
They're not.
They are. Okay, so in their last five games, they have 3-1-1 draws, a 1-0 loss, and a 2-1 loss.
And like, the thing is,
like, they haven't scored more than one game in how long? They haven't scored more than one goal in God knows how long, to be honest with you.
Shane, why are you struggling with technology? You are not this old.
Their last win was the Orlando City B. Do they count?
Yeah. I mean, look, they count for our winning streak, so they count.
I know. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll take that. They count. Good point. Touche. But yeah, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, let's think about it too. Like, this is also a South Georgia team that has not dominated us either.
That's true.
The second game at home, we got a 0-0 draw against them. Then the second game at South Georgia, you remember, we were pretty much in that game. If it wasn't for Ivan having the penalty called against them, Bigoletto scored, and then Shinovsky got a red card.
Yep.
Like, if you take out the last, truly,
seven minutes of the game.
We're in it.
Yeah, and I remember that game. It was frustrating, but it was still one of those games where I was like,
we had
dominated possession in that game.
We had 8 shots on target. We had 6. You know, this is back when we were doing that very heavy, like, possession for possession's sake. Boateng was up top. I mean, Ekero was starting to attack mid. It was a very odd lineup from what we normally see. But now,
we've got everything figured out.
Yeah.
You know,
and to be real with you, like, the pressure is on South Georgia. You know, they play, what, Tuesday against North Texas at North Texas. Then on a short trip back, they got to come back, play at home. If they lose against North Texas, all the pressure is going to be on them to beat us.
Yeah.
Because if they don't beat us and Chattanooga wins Friday, yeah, they are also, I mean, out of the playoff.
At this point right now, I feel like, yes, mathematically we are still...
Mathematically, we're still in it.
We're still in it.
We're still in it. The only team eliminated is Orlando.
Yeah. And that's crazy.
The 3-1 loss... 3-1 loss yesterday knocked them out.
Yeah.
Crazy thing is, if they would have drew 1-1, they still would have been in it. Oddly enough. But since they lost by, you know, two more goals. A goal more.
They're done for.
So,
but here's the thing. Look, I have no problem for the rest of the season for the Richmond Kickers to just be the Giant Slayers.
Yeah.
Just go around ruining everyone else's playoff
take
chances.
Point. Because, look, the crazy thing is, man, as much as I hate to say it, like, you played South Georgia, you played Greenville, you played North Texas, you played Ford, you played Chattanooga. Outside of Lansing, you play 5 teams in the top 6.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take some points off of a lot of teams, you control the table. Like, I guarantee you, yo, there's going to be a lot of fan bases that are going to become Kickers fans to be like, hey, y'all mind taking some points off of them? Like, help us out? Like, it's going to happen.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people rooting for us.
Yeah.
Rooting for us, even though just... for the sake of their own positions. I can see that happening with Greenville. I can see that happening with Chattanooga. Them being in a position where they're like, we need Kickers to win this game so we can get this playoff spot.
Yeah.
Or so we can keep this playoff spot. But, hey, look, I don't mind being, at this point of the season, I don't mind being that team that's just going around ruining everybody's party.
Oh, yeah.
And then eventually, at the end of the season, you never know what will happen. We may end up in a playoff spot. If it's mathematically possible, it's possible.
It would shock the heck out of me.
It would shock me,
if
too.
If we are in the playoffs.
Oh, it would shock me, too. We're popping bottles. Like,
Look, I told someone on Twitter the other day. I was like, if Buelow gets us into the playoffs, ain't no... There's no reason why he should not win Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
If Buelow gets us into the playoffs, because we had the longest losing streak, there's a lot of optimism in this podcast for some odd reason after I lost, too.
Well, here's the thing. First and foremost, the winning streak we just went on makes it a lot easier to swallow this loss. The performance they had in the game... makes it a lot easier to swallow this loss.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, the other people that talk about the Richmond Kickers.
We're not showing them respect?
No, I'm joking.
Dang.
No. TSS. Bird. No.
Shots fired.
Nah, Total Soccer Show, they recently had an interview with Buelow.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of things that were mentioned, that were said, that Buelow talked about, that... makes me realize that he's got things under control. He's letting you know, I'm still human, but we're working on things. We're making things work. And to be honest with you, the way the Kickers have looked these past 4 or 5 games, I like it. I like the style of play. I like the run at you, attack, but not Route 1 West Brom soccer.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so, all right, you want to break down the goals, because we didn't even break down the goal properly like how we normally
do. No, we didn't. We forgot. But no,
it's
no.
Funny how I asked that, you just like, no. And I was like, oh, dang, Shadir don't want to talk about the goal.
No, I'm saying like, no, we didn't talk about it.
No, but it's like, even going to go look at this goal, it's one of those things where Ford literally was throwing, like we've said it a bunch, they threw the kitchen sink. Like,
yes.
It wasn't like they were like in control, just like, all right, we're just gonna pass it, we're just gonna pull it out.
No, it was like, we're just gonna run and
like
kick the ball off and go.
Yeah.
Like, Hail Mary every play. And
it's like that team that just starts shooting threes just to be like, yo, we need something to go.
Exactly.
We need something to stick.
And exactly. That's what happened. And Who was it? Their left wing?
Yeah, it was the left back.
The left back? No, the left wing is the one who put the cross in. Who put the pass in. Paulo Jr. gets this through ball to him just on the, literally on the side edge of the six. And Diaz, who is a left back, is involved in the attack. So this shows you, like you said, they threw the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Their left back was playing as a secondary striker. And literally, the ball just gets squared into the middle in a situation where Akira can't come off his line to get it.
Because if Akira comes off his line, then...
And it gets a deflection.
Paulo Jr. is sliding in there and post.
Not necessarily that. Even if, after he plays the ball, if Akira would be able to get off his line that quickly, there are so many bodies in there. If it takes a deflection and he's off his line, that's going in.
Yeah.
So those are one of those tricky ones where he has to stay on his line, and Diaz just comes in and just side foots it past him. Like, literally off. He's probably 4 yards away from the goal, if not less.
So, and as a defender, at that point, all you're thinking is like, yo, I just need to get a foot somewhere, somehow, try to get a deflection. And it was a fraction too late. It was a fraction too late, you know? At least we didn't do as poorly as DC United.
No. I mean, Gallardo had some chances. Like, he had one chance where he, like I told you, he just put... He put one of forward's defenders.
I didn't mean to sigh out loud, but that I'm still trying to figure out how that chance did not go in.
It was a good save. It was a very good save.
It was.
I mean, and he had space. He just pushed forward, and just seeing that defender just face plant, I think he was trying to pull a professional foul, like literally trying to grab Gallardo, and Gallardo just glides right past him, and he looked like, you know how sometimes when you have wide receiver catches the ball and just takes off running?
Yeah.
And you see the cornerback chasing him down and just dives and completely misses just goes off camera?
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened with Gallardo.
Who took the free kick?
And it was Gallardo.
It was Gallardo? Oh, my God. Okay.
Gallardo's free kick.
You talk about going through a range of emotions? Oh, my God. Yo. So, literally, this is my thing. So, I'm sitting at home, and I'm watching the game, because my wife's not feeling well,
No going out.
Out. So, I have to say, I'm watching the game, I'm just like, yo. Like, and I see Gallardo line up, but I'm like, we're probably just going to cross this into the box, someone get ahead on him. And next thing I see is Gallardo, he, points something out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is Gallardo doing? That's how he lines it up, and it literally looks like the Toronto free kick from last week.
Yeah.
Where it just skims through the box, and I don't know if it hit anybody. I don't know if it hit something in the ground. I don't know if there was a clump of clay.
Yeah.
It just took a weird bounce. And that bounce saved the keeper. Because if it was not for that bounce, that ball is going into the back of the net.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm just like. Yeah. Oh, it's not.
That's the thing. Sometimes you have those games where it's just not going to fall for you, and that's what it was.
No!
It's just, that's what it was.
I was just like,
Well.
And then we lost the ball in the last, 2 minutes of the game. The ball got stuck behind, their scoreboard.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny, because they lost the ball, and they were looking for it. Troy was like, he put his arms up like, yo,
just get another one.
So then they get, and it was like all chaos. Wabi had a ball, Victoria had a ball, Detroit threw it, so they had a restart. And then another ball came in over. So literally at one time, there was four balls on the field. And I was like, yo, we're going to score one of these balls.
Mwape got a ball from some ball boy, Troyer got a ball from another ball boy. A third ball boy doesn't realize that two balls got thrown in, so he throws his ball in. And somebody found the ball from behind the scoreboard and throws that back in. It was mayhem.
It was. And I feel like Bulo was like, look, we're going to score one way or another. It's going
to
happen.
One of these balls need to go in the back of the net.
Yeah.
Just one of them.
One. I just need one. You gotta laugh at your pain, man.
Those are those situations. You gotta laugh at those. But again, a great performance by the kickers. Unfortunately, we took the L. Yeah. But if we play like this for the rest of the season and finish our chances, we can go on a tear. We can really go on a tear.
You can see the promise in the squad, man. You can see it there. The moments of brilliance. You can see like a young squad finally like it's clicking.
Yeah.
It's clicking and you're like, yo, we can do this. But yeah, like we said, our next game is against South Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
On the road. We're not back at home till the 7th.
We
play Greenville, I believe.
I believe it's Greenville at home.
Yeah. And even Greenville still, like, they need to win to stay in the playoff race. You know, they're not in it all the way.
It's crunch time now.
I think, they lead the league in draws? Yeah. No, my fault, they don't. It's actually Lansing with 9 draws. Greenville has 7.
Has 7, yeah.
Has 7 draws. But it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting. Did you listen to the podcast about, this is kind of like lead news right now. About Rochester Rhinos?
I did not. I mean, I heard that there's been some...
It's been some meter movement with them. Uncle Sam's podcast, we're going to put a link in the description down below. But for anyone that is interested, it looks like things are kind of going to happen. We don't really know yet.
Next season.
Yeah. It's been a 2-part podcast. part one was kind of like the past, what kind of led up to their demise, and part two, I think, which is dropping this week, is going to talk about the future, what's going to happen with the club.
Yeah.
Outside of that, no one really knows, and especially people have no idea what's going on with Penn FC, because there have been no movement.
Yeah, nothing at all
coming out of that camp.
And it's unfortunate, and it's something that you hope for the best for.
Yeah, because... Like, honestly, like, with that situation, like, with Rochester and Penn, hearing about what's going on with Bolton and Bury over in England,
yeah.
As a fan, you know, you kind of take it for granted that we've had a soccer club in the United States for 25 years.
More than 25 years.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, we have somewhere to go watch a game. And just imagine if the kickers were to leave Richmond.
For it would just all of a sudden just die.
Just die. Like, imagine... That would have happened.
And that's a lot. One thing a lot of people need to think about.
Yeah.
Need to think about. A lot of the fan base here in Richmond need to not take the Richmond Kickers for granted.
Yeah.
This is a club with probably the most history of
any club in this country. About it, yo. Professional soccer in America... It's about as old as the Kickers.
Exactly.
Like, just think about that. Modern U.S. soccer is about as old as U.S. Kicker. Now, granted, we're not one of the most glamorous sides. We're never going to be like...
Galaxy.
Yeah, we're never going to be that team.
D.C. United or...
Richmond Kicker is very hipster. It's very, like, you have to be an odd person to like Lord Lee soccer.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Richmond is. But the fact that, you know, we've had a club that didn't have to go through, you know, almost having our doors closed on us or being like, oh, we have to shut down for you. Like, even though the Kickers went down the division, it was never of the standpoint of, like, oh, we're shutting down because we need a year off, like Rochester. Yeah. Or, you know, we just can't provide this anymore. Like a Wilmington or, you know, clubs like that. It was more of just like, no, we're dropping down the league just, you know, to be in a better operating cost. Everything's fine. Like, we're just doing it.
I mean, another aspect to look at also, you got to see that it's hard to see this happening to Rochester Rhinos and to Penn FC.
Yeah. As a fan, it's got to be hard.
As a fan of the game itself, and knowing what USL is bringing to U.S. soccer.
Yeah.
What USL is bringing to the future of U.S. soccer. When you look at the footprint of the USL in the next 5 years, I mean, practically every state is going to have at least one USL team, either League One or Championship.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. And when you look at a club like Rochester Rhinos, who's been in the USL, who we've played against.
That's one of the U.S. Cup.
Yes, the U.S. Cup.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm kind of jealous of it. Even though we have a U.S. Open Cup for them, they are the first team to win the U.S. Open Cup with MLS teams in the competition.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's impressive. And, I think they even had the opportunity to go to MLS. I'm not exactly sure what happened there. But even in that, they were getting that consideration was huge. Like,
yeah, then all of a sudden, for them to fall off like that, it...
And the crazy thing is, the year that they fell out, the year they stopped playing, they weren't even a bad team.
They weren't.
Like, they weren't even a bad team. So, it's not because...
They had players.
That's the thing. Like, it's not even because, like, oh, we're doing bad. It's not even that the case. It's just... you got to almost count your blessings that we have competent owners. Even though this is our first year, but we have competent owners that care.
That care and that want this you know, club to stay.
Yeah. You know? Anything else from you, my man?
No. I mean, just with what we just talked about, a lot of people need to take a good hard look and think about it. Think about how blessed we are to have this team here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we went through a tough month and a half. Yeah, we're going through a complete rebuild right now. But
there's a lot of signs.
Still, City Stadium is still bumping. Richmond Kickers are still a major part of Richmond.
I know I got one last question for you. So I asked a question on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell you the results yet. I asked a question on Twitter. Can Ford Madison versus Richmond Kickers, the Henny Derby, be a legit derby in U.S. soccer, like in League One?
I don't see why not.
So 43% of people say yes. I think like 30 or some people said no. A lot of people say it just needs a trophy. Like it needs a trophy. And then, of course, like a small percentage, actually more Hennessy. but. And I made the point on Twitter, even the Feathers Don Flamingos, who's like the group that we're kind of like going at this with. By the way, they're coming down on September 14th for the game.
All right.
We kind of made the point about how a derby like this is what everything that's perfect about lower league soccer.
Yeah.
Like, it's the true, it's two fan bases that have no history behind each other.
Yeah.
It's just two fans and fan bases that are like, yo. We like y'all. Y'all like us. We hate y'all on the field, but
yeah,
y'all cool. Let's start. Let's, you know.
I mean, and
that every derby has to be out of hatred. Like, it's
yeah, not
like,
every derby has to be out of hatred. Not every derby has to be out of geographic location.
Yeah.
Let's look at.
Or it doesn't have to be league mandated.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be league. I don't think it should ever be league mandated. I think derbies should organically create themselves.
Very true.
I mean, let's look at New England Revolution and Chicago Fire. They're nowhere near each other.
No, like, a perfect example. Atlanta and Orlando. The only reason why they're rivals is because they are close to each other. Outside of that, there's nothing. Not a rivalry.
Exactly.
Like, there's nothing else.
And I don't feel like that makes sense.
Atlanta's true rival, I would argue, is New York Rebels.
Yeah.
It's New York Rebels. Like, DC, I hate to say it for a lot of you, DC United fans out there, I feel like our true rival, even though it might be the Rebels because of past history, but I feel like I get more passionate out of when we play Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, yo, that's like a legit game. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was because I have a lot of Atlanta friends out there and they give me stuff. Like, you know, but whatever. We're kind of mumbling on, but final thing. Anything else for you, my man?
No, I think we're all set here. All
right. But I think that's it.
So, looking forward to the South Georgia game.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting one. Like you said, they've got a lot to play for.
It is.
We hold the cards. They got to come get them.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, this is Elliot. That's Shaneer. As always, you can catch us on the socials at RiverCity93. We do have an Instagram page coming soon. I just got to get around to making it. And outside of that, guys, hey. You get this up later, man. See y'all. You know, man.